Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Angel. Welcome to Angelville. Last week I spoke a little bit about the minor Roman goddess Abundantia. Abundantia is who we get the word abundance from. She was on the Roman coins for hundreds of years. I speak about her because these days people are having a little bit of a rough time, you know, with money, and she always comes through. So when you need something, when you need to get over that ledge, and you want to bring more abundance into your life, it's a wonderful thing to tap into some energy field that's been helping people for thousands of years. And Abundantia is a very beautiful Roman goddess. She's actually a minor Roman goddess. She comes from the Norse tradition, from the goddess Frigg, but that's another story. But I want you to know that I, by accident, met Abundantia. And what happened was I astral project, and this one night I didn't really close down properly, and I didn't intend to astral project, which I'm sure many of you have happened. I talked about that in one of the shows a couple weeks ago, but the thing about it is, when I astral projected, I thought I was in ancient Rome. And I remember walking up this sort of marble staircase into this room with a large diadem, and there was a lot of opulence and gold and red velvet, and I remember there was this, I walked closer, and I didn't know I was out of my body. I thought I was really in this place. That's how real it was. I saw this beautiful young girl eating figs off a platter, a golden platter. And I remember thinking in my head, oh my gosh, she's eating those so fast. If she doesn't slow down, she's going to choke herself. And then the goddess turned around, and she looked at me, and she pointed at me, and she started laughing. And she goes, oh, that's really funny, Angel. And I was like, oh my God, I must be out of my body. Like, I didn't even know I was out of my body. And she looked at me, and she was chewing a fig. And she looked at me, and she said, you know, I have a school. She goes, you know, Angel, you talk all the time about invoking the gods and goddesses, but you never talk about the offerings. She said, in my day, sometimes the offerings were bigger than the requests. And she kind of looked at me as she chewed her fig. And I thought to myself, oh my God, she's right. Why haven't I spoken about offerings? Let me explain something to you. Back in the ancient day, there were temples. And the temples were kept immaculate for thousands of years. They were kept with flowers and all kinds of, you know, ribbons and regalia, candles, incense, feathers, plumes, you name it. And they were very decorated and very well looked after. And I don't know if you guys realize this, but usually the normal average person was not allowed in the temple. The temples were only for the high priests and priestesses to live, because it was believed the god or goddess lived in that temple. So they were usually put in a place where there was very beautiful topography, like beautiful orchards and beautiful rivers and hills, and they usually put these temples in pretty spectacular places. Oh, and by the way, if you're a pregnant woman, you better not go near the temple. You could go way in the dirt on the side of the temple, because if you went into labor and had a baby, oh my God, that would be the worst. So temples were very sacred areas, and people would bring offerings of flowers, fruit, gold coins, you name it. You know, even in Thailand today, when people make an offering, it's kind of cool the way they do it. They either do it with flowers, or they do it with fruit. And very often when they do it with the fruit, when you leave the offering, let's say you leave I don't know, an orange. So you leave that orange in front of that god or goddess for 20 minutes. It's said that the god or goddess takes the essence of that fruit or candy or chocolate or peanut or whatever you're leaving them in 20 minutes. They take the essence out in 20 minutes. And then you are free to take the offering. And that if you were to eat the offering, the food, the fruit, the whatever it is, you're blessed. It becomes a sort of symbiotic relationship then, because not only are you sharing it with the spirit and giving it to the spirit in thanks, but you're getting a blessing from that spirit as well. Although you can also, you know, when you do offerings, you can burn a candle for 20 minutes, you can burn incense, you can, sometimes when I don't have anything, I'll put like a pretty piece of jewelry there, or like a photograph of something beautiful, like anything at all works. Well, if it's a positive thing, you don't want to leave a pile of junk there, do you? So, offerings, please get used to doing that. I don't know why, but when I was little, I was so stupid. I thought you left the offering when the god or goddess gave you what you wanted. So, I'm not giving you that flower till I get that new bike. That's how I thought. And you know, no, that's not what it's, that god, please forgive me. That is not how you do it, okay? So you leave the offering as a sign of faith that you know that they're going to bless you with what you ask for. Now, what you've got to remember, you know, let me explain something to you. I was raised a very strict Catholic. I went to Catholic school. And it's funny because I actually really liked the nuns and priests. They were really cool people. They were very smart people. And I was, you know, kindergarten through 8th grade, I went to the same school. It was in Cleveland, Our Lady of Angels in Cleveland. And it was funny because I remember two of the nuns and a lay teacher came to the front of the class when I was in 8th grade, and they said, "We don't know who it is, but we think someone in the, we know it's someone in this room. It's one of three of you that has the gift of prayer." And I thought, well, it ain't me. Must be Sheila. I don't want to say her name, but there was a girl that had straight A pluses in my class. She was like a walking brain. She's probably like a brain surgeon now. I don't know what happened to her, but anyway. I thought it was her. I didn't think in a million years they were talking to me. And then a few days later, the nun, who was about 7 feet tall in her habit and looked like a man and scared the hell out of everybody, but anyway, she told me she wanted me to stay after school and wanted to talk to me. And I was like, oh my God, why, you know how it is, you run through your head, what did I do? I figured I did something, and I was gonna get it from her because she was pretty tough. So anyway, I was sitting there, terrified, and she walks in like a black glove, and sits at the desk, folds her hands, and looks at me and says, "You have the gift of prayer, my dear. We want you to come to the convent, or come join the convent." And I'm like, I'm getting a job at the convent. I was so happy. I was like, that's great. Okay. Like, I just missed a point of everything she was saying. Okay. Well, that's what happens when you're in 8th grade. So, let me explain to you why I had that gift of prayer. I know why. Because it took me years and years, and I thought, why am I the one? I had so much faith and trust that I was going to get what I wanted, whatever it was, even if it was something stupid like a bicycle or a rare beer can, because I had a beer can collection. But anyway, I was so sure I was going to get it that I would actually thank them before I got it, because I was positive that I would forget to thank them. So I'd be like, hey, Virgin Mary, if you don't mind, could you please help me, blah, 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 blah. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you gave me this. I'm so grateful. So, long story short, that was a trick. I learned a trick by accident because I was afraid of not saying thank you. And I said thank you right after I asked, so I didn't have to worry about saying thanks later. And, you know, it worked. I always got what I wanted. And I have all my adult life, and I've shown everyone else how to do it, and they've got it. And they always get what they want. Oh my gosh. My class, I have one group of people I've been training, they've been studying with me for 17, 18 years now. And boy, are they able to manifest what they want. I mean, it's almost a joke. Everything from winning the lottery, literally, to winning giant elections, to having multi-million dollar company. I mean, I can go on and on and on about this, these people who started out with pretty much nothing back in the day. But when you start to work with energy as opposed to everything else, I shouldn't say as opposed to, I should say in addition to everything else, then you're going to find that your life is a little bit lucky. Now, getting back to Abundantia, she likes offerings. So they all like offerings, not just her. They all do. It just shows faith. It shows a sort of sense of respect. But let's say you really need... I know I led you through this before, but I'm going to lead it through you again. Let's say you need to get money to pay a big tax bill you got or something. So this is whatever it is you want from Abundantia. Just close your eyes, open your third eye, see an indigo blue third eye opening wide on the forehead, and I want you now to see her standing before you, beautiful Roman goddess, young, she's very young, I bet you she was 15 or 16, I thought she was Cleopatra, she kind of looks like Cleopatra, I thought I was seeing Cleopatra, which I don't know why I'd see her, but it was Abundantia. And you're going to ask her, you're going to breathe a white light in through the crown of your head, out through your open indigo blue third eye, towards Abundantia. Send the light towards her third eye, and ask her now for whatever it is that you want to manifest in your life. Just so you remember, she was known in ancient day for bringing money, golden coins. She would carry a cornucopia of golden coins and sort of sprinkle them on you when you were sleeping. That's what it said. So if you see statues of her, she's holding a cornucopia. And there's gold coins around it. She would bring money, a baby. She also was pregnant on the coins. I always thought she had a beer gut when I was little because I thought, why does she have such a big beer gut? Like, why is she so big? Why? Because she's pregnant. I didn't realize that she brought babies. And wheat. So money, baby, wheat. All of them, or I would just go for the gold coins if I were you. Unless, of course, you want a baby. If you want a baby, she's the best. Well, she's one of the best. There's a few other good ones, too, but she's pretty good. Ask her for what you want. And now... we're going to thank her in past tense. Abundantia, I am so grateful. Thank you so much. You've saved my life. I'm so grateful to you. Past tense. And then close your third eye as she fades away. And then come back into your space. If you could, I'm telling you, man, if you could just start doing this, I think, you know what, if you go on YouTube, I think I made a video about it. I'm pretty sure I did. My name, of course, is Angel, C-O-S-I-C-K. If you go on YouTube, I made a bunch of videos to help people in distress with certain situations. And Abundantia is so easy to access. And she's good for the real world, you know, because we live in the physical universe. So we want to enjoy things of the physical realm, you know. You don't want to live a life of poverty because, you know, then you can't help the people around you. I remember when I was really little, I read this book, and it always stayed with me. And I've lived my life according to it. It said that, imagine you're given a bunch of tools and a bunch of bricks, and you've got to build a pyramid. and you start building your pyramid, and you're going, you know, making it, and it's all working. And as you're building your pyramid, people keep coming up to you and saying, hey, can I borrow that hammer? Hey, can I borrow that brick? Can I have 10 of those bricks? Can I have that screwdriver? Can I use some of that, I don't know, putty, whatever they use to stick it all together, but whatever. And you keep giving stuff away to everyone. And then your pyramid never gets built. And then it's no good when there's a big storm and you can't protect anybody. So this book was just saying you need to say no. You need to build your pyramid as strong as you can, as well as you can. And then when the big storms and floods come, you can protect everybody. But what good are you if you can't offer anything to anybody later on? So I've always thought to myself, you know, it's very important to just secure your own life, buckle down, focus, get it done, secure your life, especially financially. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to help people in distress when you get older. And I've lived kind of by that maxim, and I'll tell you what, it really makes a big difference. Because if you're somebody that is constantly saying yes, and you feel guilty, so you're always going, okay, here you go, here, have some bricks, have some, you know, a hammer, or whatever it is. What you're going to find then is you're going to kind of be useless to help anybody later on down the road. So make yourself as strong and as secure as you can, and then you can help everyone later, okay? Now, one of the other spirits I'd like to talk to you guys for a second about is Ganesh. So many of you probably have seen, I know you've all seen, the little pictures or statues of Ganesh. He's the elephant god. And I don't know if you realize this, but Ganesh is the oldest god known to the human race. Divinatory scholars think Ganesh is Michael the Archangel. I don't think so. But there are qualities, that's for sure. Ganesh is like, he's a Hindu god. He was the first of the Hindu gods. Hindu religion has many beautiful, colorful gods and goddesses that you invoke for all different situations. But I use all kinds of spirits for all kinds of things. Angels, saints, gods, goddesses, you name it, I use it. And boy, remember, you've probably lived quite a few lives on this planet, some of you, most of you who are listening to this show. You've probably used Ganesh multiple times in your life. You've probably used Abundantia multiple times in past lives. So it's there in your DNA. It was definitely used by your ancestors. So there's power in the collective unconscious of symbols, imagery. People have tied into those images and those symbols for thousands upon thousands of years. And who was the first one they all used? Ganesh. And why is that? Because Hinduism was the first religion known to man. And Ganesh, if you could imagine, Ganesh is the god you invoke when you want to clear a path. So you want to remove obstacles. So you know how an elephant walks through that tall grass? And he walks and he walks. And where he walks, like the grass that's tall just gets flattened. And then you can walk in it because it's flat. Well, probably most of you. I would assume many of you have never seen an elephant in the grass. But maybe some of you have. Maybe some. But that's kind of how Ganesh works. So let's just say you have a situation, you cannot get beyond these obstacles. No, it just, everything you do is shot down, or you're kind of hogtied and nobody's assisting you, whatever that situation is. Say maybe, gosh, what's a good example? Maybe you've got an abusive boss. Okay. And that abusive boss has a lot of power. And that power they consistently abuse and hurt everybody with, although they usually pick a few that they're nice to. That's what sociopaths do. And everything you've done, you've tried to be nice, you've tried to be distant, you've tried to explain, whatever you've done has come to no good conclusion. What do? Ask Ganesh to help you. Say to Ganesh, Ganesh, could you please clear this obstacle out of my life? You know, I really don't know what to do anymore. And then you thank Ganesh in past tense, and then Ganesh works his magic. I'm going to lead you guys through it. So let's find a real situation in your life. Think of a situation that is an obstacle, that's something you've worked so hard, but you just can't seem to get over that ledge, okay? So we're going to ask good old Ganesh. Oh, he's so sweet. I love Ganesh. We're going to ask Ganesh to help us. So when we do this work, we never cross our arms. We never cross our legs. Yes, you can sit down. Yes, you can lie down in your bed. Yes, you can do it in the shower when you're standing in the water. Yes, just don't cross your arms and legs. That's all. And I want you now to close your eyes. Whatever you're doing, close your eyes. And I want you to see an indigo blue eye opening on your forehead. See it in the color of indigo blue. And now before you, I want you to see the god Ganesh, the elephant god. And now I want you to very silently breathe a white light in through the crown of your head, out through your open indigo blue third eye, towards Ganesh, towards his, where you'd see his third eye, or just his head, whatever's easier for you. And I want you now to ask Ganesh to help clear whatever this obstacle in your life is. And talk to Ganesh now for a moment and tell him exactly what you hope he could clear. So just do that now for a second. Not a second, but a few moments. And when you're done, I want you to thank Ganesh in past tense. Oh, thank you so much for helping me, Ganesh. I feel so much better. Thank you so much, Ganesh. My life is so much easier now that that obstacle is gone. So I want you to thank him now in past tense. Okay, now what I want you to do is close your third eye. Just see it closing the lid. And that's it. So if you could get, you know, trying to do this, you know, try to do it like I would try whatever your obstacle is once, twice a day. Just takes a few seconds. And just leave, like, I like to leave a little bowl of peanuts up for Ganesh because he's an elephant. But you can leave out a little piece of chocolate. You know, all that Halloween candy you've got. Put a piece of candy out. He likes that stuff. Anything you think Ganesh would like. A candle, a flower, a piece of fruit. It can be an apple, an orange. And like I said in the other show, leave it out for 20 minutes. If you're leaving out food, anything, do it for 20 minutes. It said the essence comes out after the 20 minutes. And if you eat the food, you become blessed too. So, you know, it is kind of nice to leave. Like, I left a Manatia a bowl of figs. And it was so funny because I was like, oh, my God. You know, I was in the grocery store, like, last week. And I thought, I was like, oh, my God, I got to find figs. And I thought, my God, I'm probably the only person in here looking to give advice somebody who died 5,000 years ago food. But, yeah, I left out the bowl of figs, and no, she does not eat them like Santa Claus. But then I waited 20 minutes, and then I ate them, and I definitely got what I wanted. And it's so funny, you know, yesterday in my class last night, I said, have you guys been using Manatia? Because I always tell you she's super important in the physical world. And everyone was like raising their hand, they're like, oh my God, she did this, she did that, she did this. And one girl has a wine store. She's partners in a wine store, you know, out here in Aspen. And for some reason, financially, they were struggling for some reason, which they, you know, how it is, the recession and everything. It's been hard for everyone. So she thought, oh, I'm going to ask a Manatia because we've really got to make, you know, a couple grand in like 2 days. And so she, what does she do? She invokes a Manatia. And within an hour, some guy walks randomly into the place. This is a gas station, by the way. It's called, well, I can't say the name of it, but it's you know, if you ask me, I can tell you it on the internet. But some guy walks in, buys $4,000 worth of randomly of wine for his wine cellar. So, you know, that got them over that edge. So the reason I'm saying this to you is it's not like some sort of ethereal thing. It's something that really brings concrete results. So, you know, make sure you use it. They're here for a reason. They're funnels of light, funnels of energy that help you with your in the physical world. You know, I wrote a book for a lot of my clients, and I made it super cheap. It's like $2 or $3, and you can download it electronically if you want to get all the spirits, you know, for different situations. I put in all the ones I've had personal connection with. It's called, you can get it on Amazon. It's called A Compendium of Souls. And you can download it. You can buy it for a hard copy. I think it's like $12 hard copy. But just download it, you know, for $2 or $3, and you'll get all the prayers and see the faces. I put faces to sort of the images so you had something to look at, you know, when you're doing it. That's kind of fun. And, you know, it really helps to focus on one person at a time and, you know, keep asking whatever it is you need of that guy. And no, they don't get jealous. They don't go and pull each other's hair. If you ask the Archangel to help you with this, Abundancy is not going to get mad at that. You know, it doesn't work like that. They don't think like that, thank God. But, you know, it's good to be precise and know what you want and ask a specific spirit to help you get it. Okay? I don't know what I'm going to do, but at some point, I've done it before, but it's just a time thing. I've got a lot of people that want to do my online class, and I've got to get it together, but if you are interested in doing my online classes down the road whenever I do them, it's going to be one night a week, probably for like 2 hours. I'm not sure what night, and I'm not sure when, but if you drop me a line, and I will put you on my list to contact you when I do the class. And again, if you go to my website, it's called angelville.net, angelville.net. And there's actually a link to my books. You could see them there, I think. You should be able to, at least. I haven't looked at it in years. Who knows? And it should be there, though. And check that out. And, if, you know, email me for whenever I do the class, okay? Because you may be listening to this like 4 years down the road, and you're like, oh, my God, I wonder if she's still doing classes. Well, I probably didn't even start it yet, but no, I didn't mean that. I just drop me a line. And, of course, I do readings, so if you want to do a reading, of course, I do readings for people all over the world. It's very simple, very easy. 80% of my readings are done on the phone or on Skype. Although I hate Skype because it's distracting. I don't want to watch you petting your cat when I'm talking to you. It pisses me off. Don't do that. So anyways, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in. It was a pleasure. And I hope you learned a couple things to help you with your life. And I look so forward to talking to you again next week.